Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Coming up in this hour, Westerns. Later on, a broadcast of Hopalong Cassidy from 1951. But first, a relatively rare episode of the Bobby Benson and the B-Barbie Writers Program. Heard on Mutual on August 15, 1950, the story is The Three Wise Monkeys.
Here they come. They're riding fast and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-Barbie Riders. And out in front, the brightest golden Palomino amigo, it's the cowboy kid himself, Bobby Benson. Today's mysterious adventure, The Three Wise Monkeys. Today's adventure begins some miles from the B-Barbie Ranch in a small cottage on the outskirts of Cactus City. It's just after nightfall now as a lone rider makes his way up a dirt road toward the cottage. But as they ride along, both horse and rider are careful to keep to the exact center of the road to avoid the oddly shaped shadows which reach out at them from either side like clutching hands.
Oh, come on, Nellie, now. Now, keep going. That's the house just up the road, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Not a thing, I hope.
Fearfully, as though mirroring the timidness of her master, the horse continues along, shying occasionally as the wind rustles the leaves on the overhanging trees and the shadows seem to reach out to clutch at them. But then, with a sigh of relief, they finally reach the house, and the little man lowers himself carefully from the saddle and starts for the door.
Now, just stay there, Nellie, and I'll be back out in a little while and take that saddle off. What? The door's open. Agatha always locks it when she leaves. I wonder if, Agatha? Agatha, are you home, dear? It's me, Hiram. Are you, Oh, goodness, dear, you had me frightened, but what are you doing standing here in the dark? Why? Wait a minute. You're not Agatha. Yeah. Now, who are you? What are you doing in my house? What? No, keep waiting.
That was last night. But now, as we drop in at the B-Barbie Ranch the following morning, the scene, by contrast, is one of brightness and cheer. Our friends have just finished a hearty breakfast, and at the moment, the young ranch owner, Bobby Benson, is reclining against the corral rail, enjoying the warm rays of the sun, together with one of the ranch hands, Irish.
Oh, golly, that sun sure does feel good after the rainy days we've had lately.
You're right there, Bobby. It's a great day. And I don't mean just the weather.
Huh? Well, what do you mean, Irish?
Well, to my taste, this is just an all-around pleasant day to look forward to. No special work to be done today. Windy not here?
Well, I don't know if I'm so glad about Windy's not being here. I sort of missed him at breakfast.
Missed him? Why, it's the first full meal I've had in months. When he's here, he keeps me so busy passing him food that I never get any chance to eat anything myself.
Well, he does eat a lot. But then he seems to like eating so much that I get a kick out of watching him.
Well, to tell the truth, so do I. But it's still going to be nice to be rid of him for a day and just to lie out here in the sun.
Open in, boy.
No.
Oh, golly, Tex, I didn't hear you coming. What's up?
Not work, Tex. Not when I'm so comfortable.
I'm afraid so, Iris.
Oh, did that grain we ordered get here?
No, son, this isn't ranch work.
Well, what then?
Call from the sheriff.
Uh-oh, here we go again. Well, what is it this time, Tex? Rustling, murder, or what have you?
Well, to be honest, Irish, I don't know.
Huh?
That's the truth, Irish. Tell me, do you remember the Peters boys?
You mean them three nephews of old Hard Rock Peters? The three that's always fighting?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them, Hiram, was attacked last night and beaten up.
Oh, golly, he wasn't hurt bad, was he?
Not too badly. Got a nasty sock on the head, but nothing serious. Of course, he's been moaning plenty, though, and complaining about the inefficiency of the law.
Yeah, that sounds like Hiram, all right. Afraid of his own shadow, but always griping about other folks.
But why was he attacked, Tex? Do you think someone was out to kill him?
I doubt it, son. Otherwise, they'd have finished the job. Now, that's the odd thing about the attack. There doesn't seem to be any logical reason for it. Anyhow, the sheriff's asked if I look into it for him.
Uh-huh. And you want our help?
Well, I'd appreciate it, Irish, if you and Bobby'd come along. Of course, if you'd rather not.
You wouldn't want to coax me just a little, would you, Tex?
I'm afraid not, Irish. I haven't got the time. I told him I'd start for Hiram's place right away.
And I do so love to be coaxed. But if you won't, well, then I'll have to do without it. Come on, let's get the horses and start.
¶¶
poor aching head.
Glory be, you think he'd been murdered instead of just having a bump on his head.
He sure does seem to enjoy something.
Now, look, Hiram.
Now, please, Mr. Mason, not so loud. My head is bursting.
Look, I know you don't feel well,
You'll never know what an ordeal I've been through.
Just the same, you're going to have to tell me just what happened if I'm to see that it doesn't happen again.
But my head, You think he might come back?
It's possible.
Well, then, why do you just sit there wasting time? Do something. Protect me.
I will just as soon as I have something to go on. Now, as I understand it, you came home from your store last night to find someone in your house.
That's right. First, I thought it was my wife, Agatha. She's been away visiting her mother, but then I saw that it wasn't.
You mean you saw your assailant?
In the darkness, of course not. And all I saw was his shadow as it came forward to hit me.
And you couldn't make out anything else about him?
I told you, I only saw his shadow.
Then you don't know who he was.
Look, if I knew who it was, you think I'd try to protect him?
Well, you might if it was someone in your family. Perhaps one of your cousins.
Huh. Me protect my cousins. Huh. I'd like nothing better than an excuse to put those two scoundrels in jail where they belong.
Golly, that's a nice brotherly remark.
They're not my brothers. They're my cousins. And if ever there were two, no good.
Yes, yes, of course, Hiram. But to get back to last night, you have no idea who hit you?
None at all.
And do you have any idea why anyone would want to do such a thing?
Anyone in particular? No.
There must have been some reason for the attack. You told the sheriff nothing was stolen.
No, nothing was. At least nothing important.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean there was something taken?
Well, yes, there is something missing, but it isn't worth anything, Mason.
Now, let me decide that, Hiram. Tell me, what was taken?
Well, if you must know, it was my monkey.
A monkey?
Oh, golly, I mean you kept a monkey for a pet?
Oh, goodness, no. I wouldn't have the filthy things around the house. No, this was a China monkey. You've seen the statues of three little monkeys, haven't you? One with his paws over his mouth, another over his eyes, and third over his ears.
You mean hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Yeah, that's right. Well, mine was see no evil.
You mean you had only one of them, huh?
Well, actually, there are three in the set, but my cousins have the other two. Uncle Hard Rock willed us each of them when he died. Yeah, one of them apiece. That was our legacy from the old fool.
Hey, that's no way to talk about a dead man.
It's the way I'll talk about him. He was an old fool. Must have had a fortune when he died, and yet all he left us were those three idiotic monkeys.
That's right. And no one has ever found where he hid his fortune, have they?
No, blast it all. He certainly didn't leave us a penny of it.
But he did leave you the monkeys. Now yours has been stolen.
Glory be, Tex. You don't think the uncle's money was in that China monkey?
I have a hunch that those three monkeys may hold a clue. This all ties in too well to be just coincidence.
Oh, golly, Tex, you might be right.
If I am, there's a good chance that the same man who attacked you, Hiram, will be after the other two monkeys.
Well, glory be, then we better warn the other two cousins to be on their guard, Tex.
Right, Irish, and there isn't a moment to waste. Quick, Hiram, where's your phone? I'm going to warn your cousins, and then we're riding over ourselves to take a look at those remaining monkeys.
After all these years, I've been swindled out of my rightful share of Uncle Hard Rock's fortune.
Hiram, may I offer you a piece of advice?
Oh? What's that, Irish?
Shut up!
What?
You heard me. All you've done since we started out is to bellyache about how you might lose your share. Did you ever stop to think that your cousins might be in real danger if the fellow that took your monkey goes after them?
Fiddlestick. You phoned them and warned them, didn't you? And they were all right when you called.
They were then, but if someone has started out to get those China monkeys, there's no telling when he'll strike next.
Is that why you phoned Hark and Waco to go to Luke's ranch, Ted?
Yes, son. I figured they can keep an eye on Luke while we have a talk with the third cousin, Bull.
A lot of good it'll do to try to talk to Bull. That big oaf hasn't a brain in his whole body. The only thing he understands is force.
You cousins certainly do love each other, don't you?
Why shouldn't I hate them? It was their fault that my uncle wouldn't leave us his money.
Oh, how do you figure that?
Well, you saw his will. He said he wouldn't leave us anything because none of them were any good. But actually, it's those other two, Luke and Bull, that are the no good. There's certainly nothing bad about me.
Oh, of course not.
Now, you see here, Irish. If you're inferring that...
Hey, hold on there, both of you. Oh, boy. You keep that argument for later. This is Bull's ranch. Now, come on. Let's get inside and make sure everything's all right.
Well, all right. There's nothing to worry about. Even if someone should slug Bull over the head the way they did me, it wouldn't make any difference. His brain is the least vulnerable and least used spot.
Sir, help me, Hiram.
Easy, Irish.
I'm sorry, Tex, but it just burns me up. He's feared a disgrace to the West.
Is that so?
Yes, that's
right. Quiet now. We've got enough to worry about without any arguing. You just hold your temper, Hiram. That's for you, Irish. Why?
Tex!
What's the matter, son? What's wrong?
Tex, I just tried the door. And look, it's open.
What? I told both Bull and Luke to keep their doors locked till I got to
them. Oh, I know.
Would it be, Tex? You don't think...
I think we'd better get inside fast. Come on.
Great.
Oh! Bull, are you in here? This is Tex Mason. Bull, are you...
Tex! There! On the floor!
Glory be. It's Bull.
And his head. That blood.
Someone's knocked him out just as they did you.
Oh, what is it, Tex? What are you looking at?
Here on the floor, son. These bits of china. It looks like they're all that's left of the second monkey.
Say now, it seems as though a whole plague of strange happenings has descended on the Big Bend. A second cousin attacked, and the second China monkey smashed. But what could it all mean? Well, you'll find out when we bring you more of this mysterious adventure in the West in just a moment. Say, riders, don't forget this is the last week of our big contest and your last chance to get in on a lot of wonderful prizes. All you have to do is to send in a name for Tex Mason's horse, along with a drawing, a cutout, a photograph, or a picture cut out of a magazine, and you may win one of hundreds of wonderful prizes. Now, let's get back to the B-Bar B-Riders. The B-Bar B-Riders, in investigating the strange attack on Hiram Peters, have reached the conclusion that the secret behind it lies somehow in the small China monkey which was stolen from him. To safeguard the other two monkeys in the set, which are owned by Hiram's two cousins, Luke and Bull, Tex phoned them to warn them. Then, after sending Harka and Waco to look after Luke, he and Bobby, Irish, and Hiram set out for Bull's ranch. But on arriving there, they found...
Tex! There on the floor!
Glory be! It's Bull!
And his head. That blood.
Someone's knocked him out just as they did you, Hiram. And...
What is it, Tex? What are you looking at?
Here on the floor, son. These bits of china. It looks like they're all that's left to the second monkey.
Well, now it's just a few moments later as the riders gather around Bull's unconscious body, trying to revive him.
Here's the cold water tank.
Thanks, Irish. I'll just use my neckerchief to wipe it on his face.
Why don't you just throw it on him?
Hey, I'm sure help me if you don't hit
him. Oh, I do. Sounds like he's coming, too.
My head... What hit me?
Oh, easy there, Bull.
Why, Mason, you low-down. Slug me, will you?
Hey, I'm not the one who slugged me. I'm not the one who slugged me.
The heck you ain't. Don't pull that on me.
The truth, we just got here and found you like this.
Oh, golly, that's the truth, Mr. Bull. You were unconscious when we got here.
Hey, you mean it really wasn't you? The guy that knocked me out said he was you.
You mean someone came here claiming to be me? Is that why you opened the door?
Sure. And no sooner opened the door than you were... Whoever it was, slugged me.
Well, glory be, Tex. That means that whoever it was knew you were coming.
That's right, Irish. That narrows the field down. Since the only ones who knew we were coming here beside ourselves were Bull, Luke, and Hiram here.
Now, see here, Mason. Surely you don't think that I had
it. You're here, Hiram. I should have known. Now, listen, you little runt. Are you the one that conked me?
Now, you let go of me, Bull. Now, let me
I
go.
I ain't letting you go till I get the truth out of you. Are you the one who slugged me?
Let him go, Bull.
Okay.
Couldn't have been Hiram. He was with us from the time that I called you until we got here and found you unconscious.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but that don't mean he didn't hire somebody to slug me.
Is that so? Well, how do we know that you were slugged? How do we know you didn't knock yourself out to cover the fact that you're the one who attacked me and stole my monkey?
Yeah, well, I could... Hey, that's right. Mason, did you find the paper?
Paper?
Paper I found in the monkey when I broke it.
You mean you're the one who broke it?
Sure. Just a little while after you called, I got to thinking about what you said about something maybe being inside. I cracked it open.
And found a paper inside.
Yeah, with writing on it.
Well, if there was a paper, it isn't here now.
Well, then that means whoever slugged me must have got it.
But, golly, what was on the paper? Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it all right, but it didn't make no sense to me. Just had a big number 3 on it and the words, 100 paces north of location 2 and dig under flat rock. That didn't make no sense to me.
Great day. It sounds like one of them old treasure maps you read
about.
Wait
a minute, Irish. I think that's just what it must be.
Huh? You mean a map to a buried treasure, Tex?
I mean a map to where old Hard Rock must have buried his fortune.
Oh, not Tex.
Now, Irish, I know it sounds fantastic, but it just doesn't figure any other way. No one's ever found his money, and yet we know he had plenty when he died.
Well, sure,
my bet is he buried his money and then wrote out the directions on where to find it.
Yeah, but that note don't tell where. North of location 2 and under flat rock. What good is that?
Not much good, I'll admit. But remember, there were 3 monkeys in the set.
And you think there were notes on the other 2 monkeys?
Right, and the 3 notes together probably tell just where to look.
And that's why I was attacked. To get the note and my monkey. Someone's stealing my share. Hey, wait a minute. Of course. Why didn't I realize it before? He must be the one behind this.
Who must be?
Luke, of course. He must have found the directions in his own monkey and set out to steal ours.
Hey, and he knew we were coming here. He would have known he could get in by using your name, Tex.
Of course, he must be the one.
Now, take it easy. No sense accusing a man until we're sure. We'll admit it looks pretty bad for him.
Oh, now, he's the one, I tell you. Well, do something, Mason. You're not just going to stand there, are you? Do something.
All right, I will. Get your horses, boys. We're riding out to Luke's ranch to see what he has to say about this.
Spurs on them horses.
We'll get there all right, but I'm not going to kill our horses by running them out in this hot sun unless I have to. You two might be a little more considerate of your own horses.
Blast the horses! Right now, I just want to get my hands on Luke.
Tex, you really think that Luke is the one behind all this?
I don't know, son, but it does look that way.
Everything sure seems to point to him, all right.
Yeah, but just the same, it's safer to wait till we see him before we go jumping to any conclusions.
Hey, Mason,
hold
on.
Oh,
look, up the road they're heading this way. Ain't them a couple of your hands?
Hey, he's right, Tex. It's Harco and Waco. And the way they're riding, there must be something up.
They were supposed to stay with Luke until I got to him.
Hey, do you think maybe Luke got away from them, Tex?
I don't know, son, but we'll soon find out. Harco! Waco!
Here! Anna. We just come to find you.
We were heading for you, compadre, but what's up? Has Luke done something?
I don't know, Tex. We ain't seen him yet.
Haven't seen him? You were supposed to go to his ranch and keep an eye on him, Waco.
See, that'll restart the door, Anna. But when we get to the ranch, there'll not be anyone there.
No one there?
Not a soul, and everything locked up so as we couldn't get in. We waited a while, figuring maybe he'd come back, but then we decided there was something wrong and come to get you.
Well, Mason, what do you say now? That proves it.
That proves what, Harry?
Proves that Luke is the one behind this, of course, you stupid ox. Naturally, he wasn't at his ranch when they got there. He was at your place, knocking you out and stealing the directions from your monkey.
Then he is the one behind these attacks.
Certainly looks that way, son. But if he is, he won't get away with it. Harco, Waco, follow us.
Okay, sir.
We're heading for Luke's ranch.
Luke's place ahead there, Tex. Just like we told you. See, there's nobody around.
You wait. It'd not be shame. Look, there'll be a horse out in front now.
Hey, Indian's right. There is a horse there.
Here, look. There's someone coming out of the house now.
But the door was locked.
Oh, just the same. That fella came out of the house. Hey, and he's getting on his horse.
He's seen it. There he goes riding off.
Oh, Tex, he's getting away.
That's what he thinks. Come on, boys, after him. Let's ride.
Tex, it's no good. His horse must be fresh, and ours are tired. They can't seem to gain on
it. No, but at least we're not losing ground. Come on, boys. Keep after him. He mustn't get away.
What's he doing now? He's changing direction. He's at Neath.
And Dana, I can know what he do. He head towards canyons by river.
Oh, but if he gets into those canyons, we'll never find him. He'll get away.
And we've got to try to catch him before he gets to the canyons. Come on, boys. Faster! Faster!
Never find him in this maze of canyons.
So you let him get away, Mason?
We did. I didn't see you rushing ahead to catch him, Hiram.
It's not my job. You're the boys who claim to be the great big hero.
Now you listen here, Hiram. If you...
Matter whose fault it is. The bad thing is that he got away.
Oh, golly, and we didn't even get to see who he was.
What do you mean, boy? We didn't have to see him. We know who it was.
Oh, do we?
Of course, it was Luke. We even saw him come out of his house. He must have realized we were onto him and made a getaway.
Maybe so. And again, maybe not. There's one way to settle it.
And how's that?
By going back to the spot we started for in the first place, Luke's ranch. Let's go, boys. All right, boys. Now, let's get inside and see what we can find. It was Luke, and he is trying to get away. We ought to be able to tell easily enough.
Yeah, at least the door is open now.
Yeah, if we find...
Bobby, don't come in here. Stay outside.
But what is it, Jeff? What'd you find?
Glory be.
Just you do as I say, son. Stay outside.
But, Dick, you've got to tell me. What is it you don't want me to see?
I'll tell you, boy. It's the house. Every bit of furniture in it's been smashed. Looks like a cyclone hit it.
And the blood. There's blood over everything.
But that means...
Yes, Irish, it looks as though the man we thought was behind all this was really the victim.
And now... As the B-Bar B riders go to the home of the last owner, they find evidence that he apparently has been brutally murdered. Well, now it's just a short time later. Bobby Benson and the two men who have been previously attacked are waiting outside of the house as Tex comes out and approaches.
Well, Tex, Did you find them?
No, son. Luke's body isn't in the house.
What about his monkey? Did you find that?
Hiram, can't you think of anything but the fortune your uncle left you?
Yeah, but...
Doesn't it mean anything to you that your cousin has been murdered, apparently?
Well, why should it? It's not my fault that I have a couple of ne'er-do-well cousins.
Hey, now listen here.
Yes, and I'm including you two, Bull. Neither you nor Luke were ever any good.
Is that so? Why, you little rat.
Now, you keep...
Hold it, both of you.
Oh, golly, do what Tex says. Oh, gee, Tex, I never saw any people like these two.
The more I see of them, the more I think that their uncle was right in burying his fortune instead of leaving it to these vultures.
Oh, don't be silly, Mason. After all, he did give us those monkeys with the directions to his fortune in them. That was just his idea of having a little joke. You remember how Uncle always liked to joke, don't you, Bull?
Yeah, the old guy was jerky.
Yeah. So you see, Mason, Uncle Hard Rock really did want us to have his fortune, and you'll help us find it, won't you?
I'll try to find it, but only because it's my job to catch the killer, not for you two.
That's so. Well, for my money, you...
Tush, Bill, tush. After all, we don't care why he finds the fortune, do we? As long as he finds it.
Oh, but Johnny Tix, how can you find it?
I'm not sure myself, son, but I do know that there's something awfully odd about this last business.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, son, in both the other attacks, the criminal was very careful not to have to hurt his victims. With Hiram, for example, he pulled his robbery at a time when both Hiram and wife were out. When Hiram happened in and caught him, he only knocked him out.
Only knocked me out while he tried to kill me?
No, he didn't. He just slugged you and then left. He was equally careful with Bull. He could have just broken in or shot him through a window. And yet, instead, he used a ruse to get him to open the door and knock him out.
He didn't use no ruse. Tricked me.
Oh, shut up, stupid. Yeah, but what about it, Mason?
Well, it's just odd that after being so careful with you and Bull that he should murder Luke as violently as he apparently did, and I want to know why.
Well, do you have any idea, Ted?
I've just got a hunch, son, but if I'm right... Oh, hold it. Here comes Hark out now. Well, compadre, did you check it?
Sure, Jana. And you'll be right.
You're sure?
Sure. Maybe so could fool white man, but not fool Indian.
Fool who about what? What's he talking about, Mason?
Sorry, Mason. I've no time to explain now. We've got to move fast. Bobby, tell the boys to be ready to ride into town. I'll be with you as soon as I make a call to the sheriff. And then we're heading for the railroad station.
Hey, Mason. Mason, wait up. Where are you going now?
Stop that man before he gets on the train. You! You there, hold on. You're not going anywhere.
That's what
you'll
think.
Look out, he's starting to run.
Not firing, is he? Now, stay where you are, mister. I won't aim to miss next time.
Yeah, but who is it, Sergeant?
Oh, no. It can't be.
Only it is, Hiram. May I introduce the man who attacked you and Bull and stole the papers and your statues? The man who apparently murdered your cousin Luke? A walking dead man. Luke himself.
Oh, golly, it's still hard to believe. You mean Luke was the one who was trying to get hold of the fortune?
That's right, son.
And he made it look as if Bull had been murdered to throw you off the trail?
He just admitted it in his confession, son, all of it. You see, when I phoned him and warned him that someone was after the monkeys, he knew I was getting too close to the truth. So he framed his own murder to cover up.
Yeah, but golly, how'd you ever guess it, Ted?
I told you, son, I just couldn't understand the violence of the last crime. So I asked Carker to take a look at the blood in Luke's house, and I was right.
Right about what?
The blood that was smeared all around wasn't human, son. It was an animal's blood.
Golly.
Of course, when I knew that, I was sure the murder was a fake. So I just phoned the sheriff and told him to have his men on the lookout for Luke. I figured he'd be leaving town for a while.
And we caught him. Only for once, I can't say I'm too happy.
You mean you're not happy we caught Luke?
No, I'm glad we got him. I mean, the fact that the other two, Hiram and Bull, get all the money now. Golly, the way they grabbed those directions we found on Luke and set out, they probably have it already.
Well, if old Hard Rock wanted them to have it, there's nothing we can do about it. After all, it was his money.
Hello, Mason.
Hiya, Mason.
Golly, do you two look down in the mouth. What's the matter? Didn't you find the spot where your uncle buried his fortune?
Oh, we found the spot, all right. Only look what was in the box when we dug it up.
You mean this paper was all you found?
Yeah, read it, Mason.
Yeah. This is to notify the finder of this box that I, Hard Rock Peters, have arranged prior to my death for all of my fortune to be turned over to various worthy charities secretly.
Yeah. Well, he gave all his money to charity, but then why all those notes and the monkeys?
Wait, son, listen to the rest of this. I am, however, leaving a clue to the location of this box for each of my worthless nephews in the hope that they'll kill each other off trying to get it and thus save the state this eventual expense.
That bum.
And in any event, I shall at least die happy knowing I've had this one last joke at their expense. And it's signed Hard Rock Peters.
That old fool giving our money away. I hope that he...
Now, Hiram. Remember, you're speaking of the dead. And remember his legacy to you.
Legacy? But he didn't leave us a thing.
Oh, yes, he did. Remember the three wise monkeys? You might just think about what they stand for. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. There's a lesson in that, boys. A lesson in why you didn't get a fortune.
The Bebop B Riders is produced by Herbert Rice and directed by Bob Novak. Script was by Jim Sheen and music by Ernestine Holmes. This is Bucky Coslow speaking and reminding you that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry.
Bebop!
Bobby Benson and the Bebop Riders on Tuned to Yesterday, a Mutual Broadcasting System episode from August 15, 1950. At the time of that broadcast, that had been on the air for 5 years, heard two times a week on Mutual at 5 in the evening. This is an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Now an episode of Hopalong Cassidy called The Killers of Lion Canyon, a syndicated broadcast from March 12, 1951.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The ring of the silver spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. What's our story this time, Hoppy?
We call this one The Killers of Lion Canyon. California and I were riding in the Skeleton Mountains. That's a range not far west of the Bar 20, where an old pal of mine had taken up homestead a few years back. He had written to me what good grass there was, and I thought we might use some of it for Bar 20 range. We were just getting up to where the pine trees grow. The horses had their heads down as they worked their way up a steep canyon trail.
Hoppy, this here mountaineer sure makes a man hungry, don't it?
Back there on the prairie, we cook more than you could eat.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but there's something about this here altitude. Doggone. Hoppy, I thought you had friends around here. That ain't no friendly greeting.
No, it isn't. Wait a minute. Look.
There's someone coming.
I don't know this man, California. Get ready.
Gun's right here in my hand.
Howdy, friends. Howdy. Hey, put away your guns. I apologize for the shooting. My mistake, friends. I thought you was a mountain lion.
Do we look like mountain lions, mister?
No, not at close range. I saw something move, and this is Lion Canyon, and it's full of hungry critters.
Sure, and that makes her mean, like me. I'm hungry, too, and when
never
someone...
Never mind, California.
I guess you must be strangers in here. I'm Lou Rucker. If there's anything I can do, just name it.
Cassidy's my name, and this is California Carlson.
It wouldn't be Hopalong Cassidy, would it?
It would.
Well, I'm sure proud to meet you men. Now, if I can help you in any way, you just go right ahead and ask.
That's kind of you, Rucker. I'm looking for an old friend of mine, Ray Wilson, a homesteader. He took up some land at a place called Paradise Flats.
Ray Wilson? Well, I don't know. Wilson was moving out.
Moving out? That doesn't sound like Ray. Would anything be running him out, Rucker?
Well, when a man can't make a living, he moves, don't he, Cassidy? I tell you, you ride up to the Paradise Flats store and ask about him.
How do we get to the Paradise store?
Follow this trail a short piece till it forks. Hey, turn right. The left fork won't take you nowhere.
I see. Turn right, not left.
Yeah, that's it. The left fork continues on up in Lion Canyon. Them varmints will jump a man any time.
They're that bad, are they? Well, thank you, Rucker. I hope we'll see you again. Come on, California.
Hoppy, that Rucker feller seems real friendly.
Yeah, too friendly.
What you mean?
I think he took a shot at us for one thing. And I don't remember Ray Wilson as a man who would move away from a good piece of grassland.
Hoppy, you're just looking for trouble.
I'm not looking for it, but I'm beginning to smell it. Well, here's the forks. We turn left.
Hold on. Rucker said turn right.
That's why we're going left. Rucker was too anxious. There must be something in this Lion Canyon, something Rucker doesn't want us to see. California, look. There's a horse running up the trail.
And no rider on him.
Let's go.
That broomtail sure is running, Hoppy. We ain't never going to catch up with him.
I know, but we can trail it and find out about the owner. Must be headed toward a ranch somewhere. Say,
what you seeing, Hoppy?
There's something else ahead. Can't make it out just yet. Looks like a man.
You ain't wrong either. There, that is a man, all right. Laying there aside the creek.
Yeah, and he's laying face down. Hold up a minute. Get down and have a look. Now then, here. Turn him over.
Gee, Hoshaphat. Look at that face. Clawed by a mountain lion, sure enough.
And that isn't all of it. This is Ray Wilson.
Riding to see Ray Wilson, Hoppy and California are fired upon by Lou Rucker, who claims he was shooting at a mountain lion. Not trusting Rucker, Hoppy ignores his warning to stay out of Lion Canyon. There, they come upon a riderless horse, and soon afterwards, an unconscious man, Ray Wilson.
That's lucky we got here as soon as we did. He isn't dead.
Tain't the lion's fault. It done its best. Maybe Wilson was climbing this here cliff where the water comes over. He might have fell off and the lion jumped him. That could have knocked him out.
If it was a lion. I'm not so sure. Anyway, this bandana stops the blood. Now help me get him up on my horse. Steady him now. Let me swing up first. All right. We'll get him here in front of me in the saddle. There we are.
Good thing he ain't triplets the size of him. Whoa. Hold still, you old lop ear.
I think we can track that riderless horse. We'll get somewhere. Maybe to Paradise Flats.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get someplace where we don't want to be. But let's go.
Well, there's the Paradise Flats General Store. But that horse, that isn't the riderless one.
Sure ain't. That's Palomino.
Yeah, it is. The same kind Rucker was riding.
What you figure that means, Hoppy?
Trouble.
Say, look over there, across from the store. Looks like an old mine tunnel with the entrance boarded up.
Yeah, but there are a lot of old mines in these mountains. Now he's over toward the store, California. We'll get Wilson inside.
I wonder what they got in this store in the way of thirst-quenching, stomach-filling victuals. Huh?
Cassidy, I thought I told you to... What's that you got there in your saddle?
Oh, just like you said, Rucker. Mountain lions is bad in that canyon. This feller get jumped.
Rucker, we need a doctor.
A doctor? Why, sure, Cassidy. I'm lucky there's a doctor right inside. He owns the store. Now, just ease this man out of your saddle. I'll carry him in.
All right.
There, I got him.
Lay him there on the counter, Rucker.
Too bad about this. It's your friend Ray Wilson, ain't it?
I think you know that.
Well, you can leave him with me, Cassidy. I'll take care of him.
I thought you said there was a doctor here.
What? I guess maybe
well,
I did.
Well, you better produce that doctor now.
Oh, sure. Brody. Dr. Brody. Dr. Brody, here's a patient for you.
A patient? For me?
That's right, doctor. Got clawed by a mountain lion. This is Hopalong Cassidy and California Carlson. They found him.
How come they did? What were they doing up Lion Canyon? How come they was let to go up Lion Canyon anyway?
Well, they took a wrong turn. I told them how to turn to get to the store here.
And why didn't they?
Well, either they didn't remember my directions or they didn't want to remember.
Dr. Brody, let's take care of this man. We stopped the blood, but something struck him on the head.
I see. A cranial contusion. Concussion, no doubt. Best thing is to get him to my back room. Operating room. Rucker, you carry him.
I'll do the carrying.
No need of that, Cassidy. He's in good hands now. You just leave him with us.
Rucker, when this man comes to, I want to hear what he has to say. Maybe you understand why.
Is that accusing me of something, Cassidy?
I don't accuse until I have all the facts, Rucker. But I might do some accusing when Ray Wilson gives me the facts.
Hoppy, there's a wagon outside. There's a woman and a boy in it.
Rucker, take the patient into the back room before Mrs.
No,
Wilson...
Rucker, keep your hands off.
Oh, Mr. Rucker. Mr. Rucker, have you seen Ray?
Yeah. Dad's horse came home without him. And... Dad.
Ray.
Dad.
Oh, Ray.
Ray isn't dead, ma'am. Now, please don't worry.
Hoppy, do you want me to try
Hoppy?
And...
Why, you're Hopalong Cassidy. And you're California. Ray was always talking about you two. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. This is our boy, Jimmy.
How are you, son? Mrs. Wilson, Dr. Brody says he can help Ray. What do you think?
Dr. Brody? Since when was he a doctor?
That's just what I thought. Brody, I didn't think you were even a horse doctor. Mrs. Wilson, how far is it to your place?
Only a mile, just over and down the first ridge.
Well, I hate to move, Ray, but we must. California, you ease Ray up and get him out to the wagon.
Cassidy, I'm warning you. Don't you move that man.
Save your breath, Rucker. Go ahead, California. Mrs. Wilson, you and Jimmy, too. I'll be out in a minute.
Coffee, I hate to leave you with these rattlesnakes, but you're the boss. Help me hoist Ray onto my shoulder.
All right.
I'm holding the door for you, California.
Yeah. Rucker, you letting them get away with this? Unless you got any better ideas, Brody, shut up.
Rucker, that's very good advice.
And I got some for you, too, Cassidy. Get out of this country. You and that partner of yours.
Not till after we've heard Ray Wilson talk. If it's trouble you're looking for, Rucker, let's have it now.
Yeah. You're plenty fast on the draw, Cassidy. But that ain't my way.
No. You have what you call mountain lions do your fighting. Well, Rucker, tell your lions they can find me at Ray Wilson's place anytime tonight. All right, Mrs. Wilson. You've done what you can for Ray. He'll come out of it soon. He's comfortable on this couch, miss. Just leave him a while.
Oh, Hoppy, I'm so grateful to you in California. Now, please sit down. Any place. Oh, I didn't notice it's getting dark. I'd better light this table lamp. There. That's better. Jimmy, stay near your father and call me if he stirs any.
Ain't it funny how a table always makes me think of eating?
Oh, why, you poor man. You must be starved. I'll go and fix something.
Well, any old thing will do, Mrs. Wilson. Just some meat and potatoes and coffee and a little cream. And maybe a piece of pie if you got it.
Are you sure that's all, California?
Well, I could use some beans and a little hot gravy and maybe a small plate of hot biscuits a-dripping with the butter and honey and...
Hold on. I think Mrs. Wilson has the idea.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll have to see what's in the kitchen.
California is always empty, Mrs. Wilson. But first, I want to know a few things. Why were you and Ray leaving Paradise Flats?
Well, everyone has left. We're just small homesteaders with only a few cows. But our herds have simply vanished, two or three at a time.
Did the mountain lions get them?
Well, that's what we had to believe. But the strange thing is, we never found any carcasses.
Mrs. Wilson, why did Ray want to leave?
Oh, Ray didn't want to leave at all. Paradise Flats has such fine grass. It's a big mountain meadow.
Has anyone else wanted it? For instance, Rucker or Brody?
Well, they have said Paradise Flats should be one big ranch instead of being filled with homesteaders, but they always acted friendly enough.
So you can't say what happened to your cattle?
No, I can't. We had only a herd of 10 cows left. Last week, they vanished all at once.
And still no sign of where they went?
No. Except last night, Ray told me he'd found something. Something he wanted to go out and take a look at before we pulled out today. I don't know where it was.
Mom, Dad's talking.
What did he say, son?
I couldn't tell.
Maybe he'll talk to you, Mrs. Wilson.
Ray. What is it, Ray? Tell me.
Don't whip Jimmy. He found the...
Jimmy, what in the world is your father saying? Why should you be whipped?
I guess maybe because I rode in the Lion Canyon yesterday.
You've been warned about that.
Yes'm, but I just had to see it. Just once before we left.
And what was it you found, son?
A sort of a hole. A big one. Up behind some willows. I was looking in. Then a lion screamed at me. I sure got out of there fast.
Huffy, that makes sense. Lions. Just like Rucker said.
It begins to make something else, too. Son, could that be an old mine you found?
Sort of, yes. I told Dad about it, and I think that's where he went today.
Hoppy, what you figure that makes?
A shortcut, maybe, through the ridge. There's an old mine entrance up near the store, remember? And today, Rucker beat us over there from Lion Canyon.
You're dead right, Hoppy. He sure did.
If Ray could just tell us a little more.
He hasn't even whispered.
A doctor could bring him out of it, Mrs. Wilson. How far is it to a doctor?
20 miles around the mountain by the road.
But, Mom, it's only 5 straight across. I could ride it. Dad's horse is still saddled out there in the shed.
Mrs. Wilson, it's our best chance. The boy can do it. Go ahead, son.
On my way, sir.
You got a fine boy there, Mrs. Wilson. No need to worry about him.
Speaking about worrying, Hoppy, my stomach's sure getting worried that maybe I ain't got the brains enough to feed it.
All right, California, if Mrs. Wilson wants to start supper.
Oh, yes, I'd better see what there is. Most of our stores are packed, but there must be something left.
There sure better be, because I'm getting mighty old-fired weak from...
Jimmy!
Grab your gun, California, out in front. Over there, near our horses. Come on.
There he is, Hoppy. Off to the left. I'll get him.
Hold it, California. That's the boy. Head toward him.
Hoppy!
Right here. Easy now. What happened, son?
I was walking in the shed in the dark, and someone was here at your horses. He saw me and then fired two shots. Didn't hit me. Then he ran off.
Could you tell who it was?
In the gunfight, it looked like Mr. Brody from the Paradise Store.
Hoppy, look! The house went dark!
Come on!
Let me in!
Mrs. Wilson!
Let me in! They're after Ray! They shut me out and locked the door!
Let's break it down. Come on, California! Both together now! Keep your gun ready.
He's gone! Ray's gone! They've kidnapped him!
While Hoppy and California are trying to understand what had knocked their friend, Ray Wilson, unconscious, sudden gunshots draw them outside the ranch house. A moment later, they hear Mrs. Wilson scream. Running back into the house, they find that Ray Wilson has been kidnapped.
It was all so fast, I just don't know what happened.
I see how it was, Mrs. Wilson. One man drew us out with a shot near our horses. Someone else sneaked in here through the back door and took Ray.
Yes, Ray tried to sit up when you went out. He seemed almost well. I think he was trying to talk.
Those two didn't dare let him talk. They had to get him away so he couldn't tell us what he knows.
I heard their horses, Hoppy. I can tell which way they went, even in the dark. They're taking the Ridge Trail over to the Paradise Store.
Good work, son. Have you got your dad's horse ready?
Yes, sir.
Can you lead us to that hole you found in the side of Lion Canyon?
I sure can. We can go right up to it. It's around a sort of a rocky cliff.
Hoppy, what in tarnation's the good of that?
I'm staking everything. It's a shortcut through the ridge.
We might even get to the Paradise Store before they do.
Well, doggone.
Now, Mrs. Wilson, don't worry. Come on, California. Jimmy, let's go.
What's the use of having horses if all we do is walk? And up a stream, too.
Keep on coming, California. You have one thing to be thankful for. There's a full moon tonight, so we can see our way. Jimmy, how much farther?
These here are the willows. The opening is just on through. There it is. See? This stream comes right out of a big hole in the mountain.
Yeah, it does. Hold on a minute.
Hoppy, that rock cliff we just come around is where we found Ray Wilson this afternoon.
That's right. And this is an old mine entrance, high enough to lead our horses in. You got your gun ready?
Why, you figure we might meet with that there mountain lion?
If we do, it'll have only two legs. You follow me. Jimmy, drop in behind. Come on.
Plumb black in here, ain't it? Cold. Oh, cold as ice.
Yeah, I can feel it. Jimmy, you all right?
Sure, Hoppy.
I never did like being under no mountain. Like being buried in a grave.
Keep up close to me, California. We're getting along fine.
Doggone it. Hoppy. Wait, I dropped my gun.
All right. See if you can find it. Can you find it?
No. This goddamn thing, but here's something. Feels like a piece of ice.
I'd better strike a match.
Jumping catfish. It is ice.
Yeah. And look, here's a door with bars across it. Off at one side. Why, it's a room. The walls are coated with ice.
Hoppy, are you seeing what I'm seeing in there? Oh, and the match went out. Here, I'll get it. See that?
Yeah. That's butchered beef hung up on racks.
Well, I heard tell of ice in mountain caves, but this is the first time I ever actual seen it.
Let me see, too.
Come ahead, son.
Say, I'll bet this is what Dad found.
Well, if he didn't, he came pretty close.
There goes the match again. I'll light another, Hoppy.
We don't need it. This explains enough. The cows were brought here by walking into that stream we followed. That's why they never left any tracks. Then they were butchered.
You think it was Rucker and Brody that did it, Hoppy?
That's my guess. Jimmy, how did Brody have supplies hauled to his store?
In a big covered wagon.
Sure. Then the beef was taken out the front entrance of the mine, the covered wagon hauled it off to be sold. That's the way the homesteaders have been robbed.
That still don't get us out of here.
The front entrance can't be far. I figure the ridge over us is high and narrow. This tunnel won't be long. You got your gun, California?
Yep, I picked her up.
All right, come on. Go slow now. I see something ahead.
Yeah, getting kind of light ahead up there, ain't it?
The mine entrance is open. There's a little moonlight. That entrance was closed today.
Maybe someone heard us.
Better stop. California, you come ahead with me. Jimmy, you stay here with the horses.
Yes, sir.
You think you can manage all three horses by yourself?
I'll do my best, sir.
Good boy. All right, California. Let's go. So far, so good. No one in the mine and no one here in front of the store.
I don't see how you know where you are. Darn near as dark in here as it was in the mine.
Yeah. Follow me along beside the building. You remember Brody had a back room. Look, California. There's a light coming through a crack. Go up easy now.
Looks like the light's coming from around a door.
Here it is. I'll take a peek inside.
See anything, Hobby?
Ray Wilson's in there. He's sitting up on a box. Brody's with him.
I wonder.
Wonder where Rucker is.
He's right behind you. Drop those what? Guns quick.
What is...
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
I thought you were smart, Cassidy, but you're as dumb as your partner. Falling for my trick.
Yeah, but I didn't see you. If it wasn't so darn dark, I'd have...
Never mind, California.
All right, Brody, open the door. I'm bringing him in.
Smooth work, Rucker.
Sure. I tailed him from the mine entrance and right up here to the door. Now go ahead, you two. And forget about your guns. I've got them.
Hoppy, California.
Ray, how are you?
Oh, ain't it nice for old friends to meet again. Too bad you won't be seeing each other very long.
We'll be dead?
Well, now, that's smart of you, California. The first smart thing I've heard you say.
Well, if I could just get my paws on you...
Rucker, you've done a lot of killing for a piece of grassland, haven't you? I see your game. Drive out the homesteaders, then you take over Paradise Flats.
Well, that's real interesting, Cassidy. Got anything else you know?
Yeah, I know a mountain lion didn't do the killing. You jump a man and knock him out. Then you cut him so there's plenty of blood. You make sure the lions will get him then.
Right again, Cassidy. But that won't happen to you.
Rucker, what do you aim to do with this bunch?
Brody, I'll tell you. Cassidy and his pal and Wilson are going to be found dead in the morning. Killed each other in a gunfight. We won't know why they shot each other. It ain't none of our business, anyways.
It won't work, Rucker.
Tell me one reason why not.
Well, because... Well, Rucker, it seems to me you ought to know the reason yourself.
Keep talking, Cassidy. I like to hear you make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, and this is the guy we thought was so smart.
Well, Cassidy, did you figure out yet why it won't work?
It won't work because you've still got the rest of our bunch to deal with.
That's good. The rest of your bunch. Cassidy, nobody comes into this country without my knowing it. And I know you two came in alone.
Hey, did I hear something?
Ah, Brody, there ain't nothing to hear.
Well, listen.
Where? Wait, sounds like a whole gang.
Open the door, Rucker. See who they are.
I can't make them out. But whoever they are, here's a lead greeting for them.
California, take... California, take... Yeah. I've got this. Yeah. I've got it.
Hoppy, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, California. I've got this coyote pinned down.
This here Brody feels more like a skunk.
Ray, are you strong enough to get that gun over there?
I sure am, Hoppy. Seeing that fight just about cured me.
That's fine. We got our hands full, so you cover them.
I've got them, Hoppy. I just wish they'd make a move so I'd have an excuse to plug them.
Why, you...
California, take that rope and tie them up.
Right, Hoppy.
And now for a talk with the rest of our band. All right, Jimmy, come on in.
Jimmy?
A kid?
Gee whiz. What a mess. Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hello, Hoppy.
Hello, Jimmy. Now, what have you got to say for yourself?
Nothing, sir, I guess. I'm sorry I didn't keep the horses down in the mine like I promised, but But I just couldn't stay away.
I knew you couldn't, son. I know boys, and I knew you couldn't keep away for long. To tell you the truth, Jimmy, I was counting on your help.
Gee. Dad, Mom's outside.
Here, Jimmy?
Yes. She drove over in the wagon. Said she couldn't stay away. Here she is now.
Oh, Ray.
Oh, that's
Ray.
All right. I'm all right, Nellie.
I guess we're all right, except those two there on the floor. Brody and Rucker, a couple of mountain lions who are going to have a nice long rest in the zoo.
Hoppy, I guess there's nothing I can say but thanks.
Oh, forget it, Ray. Just tell the homesteaders they can come back to Paradise Flats. They won't be bothered anymore.
Hoppy, I don't know how we can ever repay you in California.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. Paying me's plumb easy. I never ask for more than a good meal in my stomach.
There he goes again.
When a couple of land-grabbing cutthroats try attempted murder and blame it on the lions to cover up their crime, they'd better make certain first that Hoppy and California are nowhere in the vicinity. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Killers of Lion Canyon was written by Mike Jackson, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Milford. This is a Commodore production.
Hopalong Cassidy, on Tune to Yesterday from the 12th of March, 1951. A syndicated recording wrapping up this hour of Westerns on Tune to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for listening.